Vermont's law allows terminally ill patients to request their primary physician prescribe medication to end their lives. Safeguards in the new law include requirements that the patient's primary and a consulting physician agree that the condition is terminal within 6 months and that the patient is capable of making informed decisions. In addition, the request for lethal dosages must be made twice over a 15-day period and a third time in writing, and patients must administer the drugs themselves, and only Vermonters can use the law. Vermont is the third state to enact such a law and the first to do so through legislative action. Similar laws went into effect in Washington State and Oregon through public ballot initiatives. Governor Peter Shumlin, a Democrat, entered his packed ceremonial office to sign the bill and characterized its passage after 10 years of effort as historic.
I am honored to sign this bill today.
Let's be very clear. This bill does not compel anyone to do anything that they don't choose in sound mind to do. All it does is give those who are facing terminal illness, are facing excruciating pain, a choice in a very carefully regulated way. So are we all ready? Yeah. Go team, it's law.
Former Vermont governor and former ambassador to Switzerland, Madeleine Kunin, pushed for passage of the bill, saying there is no connection to suicide in the bill.
We're all very supportive of hospice care, end of life care. And it has made people's lives and deaths easier. But there's a point where people are really suffering beyond endurance. And not that many people will actually use it. We know that from the Oregon experience. But the option, the choice, the possibility just makes the thought of death different. You know, I think it's less fearful.
Vermont Right to Life Executive Director Mary Beerworth says an extensive network of groups, including the disability and medical community, remains opposed to the new law.
This has to be the worst piece of legislation, the most dangerous, the most poorly crafted, and to think that here around us they are not only applauding, but they're having a party. Now, it was never about choice. You always had individual choices that you can make. The concern about this bill was the pressure it might bring to bear on those who feel their lives are a burden on others. So they are actually having a party. And people may actually be feeling, as of today, it's in effect today, that they should take their own lives to die and get out of the way, as the whole euthanasia movement has been promoting for years.
The version of the bill that was passed in this session went through several permutations. More than 24 safeguards were stripped from the original version, and at one point merely kept physicians legally exempt from prosecution. The final version that was signed into law passed in the House 75-65, following the Senate's 17-13 approval. True Dignity Vermont, a group vigorously opposed to the measure, has launched a hotline in response to the new law. Board member Edward Alonzo is concerned that the bill makes suicide acceptable to everyone.
In addition to the suicide contagion problem, we believe that there's really no oversight in this bill. We have the claim that there's this dog and pony show of what sort of steps they have to go through, but these steps don't necessarily mean that they were willing to go through it fully. And then the death of the person. There's no oversight at all at that moment.
I would just like to add, Jerry McMurray from Arlington, Vermont, this bill was written, as the proponent in the Senate, Senator Claire Eyre, said, was written on the fly. So there are all sorts of things that are not in this legislation that the proponents said would safeguard people. So we're just beginning to realize what the draft of this legislation did not do.
Some hospitals in Vermont will not immediately participate, pending review of the end-of-life choices law by their ethics boards. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.